Hello everybody, I hope you're all well. I have another message to share with you. God put it on my heart to share this now. It's basically the second part of what I have shared last time about Mary and Martha. If you haven't heard it, please listen to it. It is so vitally important. It's a very urgent message to the body of Christ and to all believers. Now, this time, again, it's to all believers. It will be very, very encouraging for you. And I really hope God will bless you abundantly with this. I had a dream, an amazing dream. In fact, this was my most awesome dream I have had in my life. I had an encounter with God. In fact, there were five scenes in this dream. In the first one, God the Father and Jesus visited me. Well, this is absolutely mind-blowing. God the Father and Jesus visited me. I was like that. I just couldn't believe it. And the second scene was, we were in a big dining room and Jesus was literally sitting next to me. In fact, well, nearly next to me. They were all lots of different tables, rectangles, and I was sitting on the long side of the table, and then there was another table right next to me, so my head of the table touched the length of the side of the other table right there next to me on my right side, and Jesus was sitting right there. Next to him, on his right, was another person, and on his left was nobody. And it was like in a canteen scenery. Many people having lunch and were eating, talking, a lot of background noise. And it was all so, so real. I was in there. It was so real, as if I was awake, but it was a dream. And then I was so taken back that Jesus was sitting right there. It took me a while to process that. And I didn't dare to talk to him because I was just so taken back. And then I realized he's just about finished and he will soon leave. So I took all my courage and I started to speak to Jesus. Because I knew if I'm not taking the opportunity now, he will go and I have not even been able to talk to him. And then I spoke to him and it was absolutely brilliant. We had such a good time. And I remember I was so amazed that nobody sat next to him. There was nobody on his left. I just could not believe it. And then I moved into the third scene of the dream. Now in that scene, I was literally straight away sitting next to Jesus on his left. And I had many, many questions and he answered me every single one. We talked and the relationship grew so strongly that at this point in time, we were very familiar with each other. So totally different than from the second scene. In the second scene, I was kind of very nervous to talk to Jesus because somehow I didn't really know him. I wasn't that familiar. But now in the third scene, we were like friends. And then I moved into the fourth scene. I had the fourth scene in the dream. It's all in the same dream. And I came into the same dining room situation again, like in the second and third scene. There were lots of tables, the same dining room with lots of background noises and lots of people talking. And then I came and I saw Jesus right there. And I so wanted to sit next to him again. So I approached him and I said to Jesus, I so want to sit next to you again, but I'm so aware at the same time that many other people probably would like the same. And I noticed again, there was nobody sitting next to him. I just could not believe it. I did not understand that. And when I asked him, he welcomed me to sit next to him. And he said to me, yes, I understand what you mean, but you can sit next to me. And I was so happy. And I sat next to him and we had again this very familiar relationship with each other. We knew each other and it was amazing. And then I had the fifth scene in the same dream. Again, the same dining room situation, but this time Jesus was somewhere in a corner at a table and he was writing something. And I just came into that room and I approached him and I asked Jesus, can I bring you the dinner? And he said, yes. And I was so honored. I was so happy that I can go and bring him the dinner. And then I brought him the dinner and then I woke up. Oh, when I woke up, I was absolutely in awe. I just could not believe what I've dreamt. That was so amazing. It was so real. I was so disappointed that I had to wake up. But the message is very, very clear and very, very strong to every single believer. It's to the bride of Christ. We need to get to know Jesus. The bride of Christ doesn't feel estranged in the presence of Jesus, as I did at the beginning. But then, as I was spending time with Jesus, our relationship grew and I was so familiar with him as if he was my friend, because he is my friend. And I want to really so impress on you. Do take this seriously. The bride knows the bridegroom. If we do not sit at his feet like Mary did, then we are going to miss out this deep relationship between Jesus and me. It was amazing. His hair were kind of orange brownish, and he was such a loving person. So amazing just to be with. And you know, I just couldn't believe it that there are many people in there. They didn't even know that Jesus is in the room. They didn't know that Jesus was right there at the table eating. They were all busy with talk. And eat. And they had no clue that they had the most important, most awesome person right there in the same room. And this is exactly the same thing with us. As believers, we can be caught up with busyness, with talk, with many, many voices in the background, and we do not take time to become quiet and sit at Jesus' feet. And this is very, very tragic, to miss out with the most awesome person. So I want to urge you, I want to encourage you, sit at Jesus' feet like Mary did. Take it seriously and ask him, what is my mission? What is your will for my life? Ask him questions. When I was there, I asked many questions and he answered me every single one. And he wants to have such a deep relationship with us, with you and me, so that we can ask questions and he's going to answer them. He's going to lead us. And this is the most awesome scene. After, in the end, listen to this. After I served him, I could serve him, I could bring him the dinner. I was honored and I was so happy that I could serve him to bring the dinner. You see, there's a difference. Martha served at the beginning without having been at his feet and listened to him and be familiar with him, like Mary was. Mary listened. And after, if you are at Jesus' feet, then you can serve him, but not as a Martha, but as a Mary. You can serve him as a Mary. And this is awesome, because then you know him, you serve him out of this familiar relationship with Jesus. Be blessed, and I hope you're encouraged and you will take this seriously.